I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be on my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I'd like to share your hearing this word from the Lord today. Do you really need a reason? Do you really need a reason? One thing about the Lord, some of y'all were not even ready for this because sometimes we are so, no, I should have put it so, we're so structured, amen, that when we go off a little bit, then we lose our sense or our sync in terms of what God is doing. But one thing about the Lord is we should be both structured and spontaneous when it comes to God. Ain't that right? Amen. And sometimes we think that the Lord has looked at our program and he says he can't do anything outside of what we're doing. But that's what I love about God. Amen. He is not only sovereign over this universe, but he's sovereign over our worship. Amen. And today we had a time of celebration Sunday. And as I looked at that and I paused, and again, I don't look for sermons. Amen. I look for a word. And so today, the thought that came to our minds, we asking God about for today, because, you know, we can get prepared to the degree that we always seem to think we're going to know what's going to happen next. And that's all right. It's a good thing. But see, the thing about that is there's certain things that you might see that might happen next, but you always want to leave room for the Lord for what he got next. Amen. That right? Amen. But in Psalm 34, very familiar psalm, and not only is it very familiar, but it's also said a lot. But even every time I go here, again, it gives the read to me. Now, you saw that, again, somebody must have pressed the button because then the deacon stood up over here. Amen. I don't know, Deacon Bolton, is he praising God or is he, that's a new praise right there? I thought we used two hands and he using up them. Y'all can stand up. Now, if it's going to help you, you can stand up. I'm just going to read the same verse. You can stand. Yeah, everybody stand. Everybody rise. Everybody join in. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You may sit down. Amen. I want to thank Brother Carl for having our screen here and having the thing. I hope you followed it. Amen. If you look on the screen also, you'll see different places and different points where it speaks about what the reason is for. But I dare to ask you to look again, to peer into this 34th Psalm. And the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. And again, I already gave my text and already gave my theme. Amen. Do you need to have a reason? Because when you think about God and who he is and what he's done, I don't think we need to wait for the next thing for him to do to give him the praise. Amen. God is not on the clock. Amen. Even though he holds all time in his hand. Amen. As you're waiting for him to do something next, he's already done something before. So he's expecting you to praise him for what he did already, not for what you're waiting for him to do in the future. Ain't that right? And David found himself here in this 34th Psalm. If you read the superscription, that means the things that's read written above this Psalm 34 before we get into the body of the text. The psalmist seeks to tell us, to give us some idea of what is the occasion of this psalm. And basically it says here that this psalm of David is when he changed his behavior before Elimelech, who drove him away and he departed. But if you delve a little more into the psalm, into the backstory of this psalm, when David, again, you know, he had time and time again, he was on the run and found himself in circumstances, sometimes not being anticipated. And so David found himself in the camp of Elimelech. And what happened is David found himself, again, stuck. He was in a place where he was not sure what was going to happen. And so David, being, you know, when they were trying to question him because they heard about who he was, and who he was began to be pulled off, and David began to act like he was crazy. Amen. Amen. He began to act like he did lost his mind. He began to act like that because he thought, again, if he did that, that would kind of shake up the people and they would leave him alone. Amen. And so this psalm is indicative of that occasion. that when David again had to come up with something, he had to come up with something on the spot, amen, so that they wouldn't take him over and kill him. And so having watched it, now having got through that by the skin of his teeth, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, you never know, brothers and sisters, when you're going to find yourself in a jam. So I suggest to you, even today, that you don't wait till you get in a jam before you praise God. Are you with me here? Amen. You ought to bless the Lord at all times. Because God, as we were saying this when we went down to Chichester over in Pastor Robinson's church, and God had given us a word about the mercy is in the mail. And babe, no, I'm not preaching it again. Again, that's, you got to go get that. Amen. But what it was talking about is this, is that God already has an answer coming before the problem arises. Are you with me here? And let me attach that to this, that we ought to be blessing God at all times. Ain't that right? Because we never know what's going to come up. And even today when we were on our way to the service, to the sanctuary here today, and all that rain start coming down, and you start to think about, well, didn't God know? And I mentioned before, didn't the Lord know we was having service today? Was not God aware that we were coming to Celebration Sunday? Didn't he know we were dressing up? We had to go through the rain? Didn't God know that? Was he not aware that we had things put together to come out? We put on our good stuff, thing we didn't wear since last year. We had that on. We had flag. We even had an offering envelope. We was ready for all that. And here it is. Not only was it raining, it was pouring. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if I was to ask God that, I thought it. I said I thought it. Amen. I know some of y'all didn't think that because you were stalwarts in your prayer. But I thought that. It came to my mind. And then, you know, I rebuked myself before God got to me. I ought to bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in my mouth. That means on and on, every day. Every day, every day, not just every week, not just every day, but every moment of the day, we should be praising God. And not only we should not be a reason for praising God, but we should do it with reason. See, reason speaks of your mental faculties. Reasons which you use, brothers and sisters, to have judgment and assessment. You kind of weigh things and make determination. And see, when you think about it, when you judge this situation, you know, it's right what I said at the beginning. Do I need a reason to praise God? In other words, is there a cause that needs to happen? Is there something that precipitates before I will give God the praise? Does God have to do something before I bless his name? I'm asking the choir right now, amen, because what happens is we do things down here in rehearsal.
Amen.
Ain't that right? I'm talking to the choir here because the truth of the matter is we are all in the choir. Amen. Watch now. Some of y'all just in the music. I'm in the choir. Amen. Because the choir is representative of leading us to the worship of God. They're not here for the performance. They're not here to you watch them. You ought to join in the worship. Amen. And guess what? The singing is only as real as the rehearsal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I get in the business, Sister Love? You know, you got to come to rehearsal so you can get it right. Let me just flip for a minute. All good athletes, they're only as good as the practice. Amen. And right, sometimes people are real good. They don't have to practice. What's practice? Somebody know what I'm talking about. What's practice? What do you mean I got to practice? But after a while, it caught up with him. Amen, you got to work at it so that when the time comes for the thing to go off, you're going to be ready and prepared. Amen. Are you with me here? So what I'm saying to you is, first of all, before you get to the service, you ought to be having service at home. Amen. Are y'all following me here? I will bless the Lord at all times. And what? Blessing don't mean just saying something loudly. We ought to bless God in our spirit before it gets to our mouth. And blessing God does not just mean shouting. It means speaking well of him. Come on here, that's right. When somebody asks you, how you doing? Amen. You need to add something to that fine you always talk about. You need to get, you should start elucidating. You need to talk about your God. You need to speak about him. You need to say, you know, I got a good God and God is good to me. You know, you're just talking. You're just using everyday conversation. But don't you know that when you do that, you blessing God? By the time you get finished talking about how good the Lord is to you, when you leave that person, they might not realize that you done praised God right in their face. Yes, see, watch now, because they think that we are sheltered praisers. That means we only come into the building to praise God. Ain't that right? But you need to shake somebody up and start to praise God outside the confines of the church building. Because why? Some folks ain't going to come in here, and if they only hear you praising God by peeking in the door, we got a problem. But when you leave the sanctuary, your praise should not start with the invocation. It should start with the benediction. Yeah.